Okay. It's time for Mills and Spoon. And it's a classic Mills and Spoon, isn't it? So if you are ever sensitive disposition and are prone to cry easily, then make sure you get lots and lots of tissues ready. If you are even the most concrete-headed, hairy-palmed Neanderthal in existence, you will melt when you hear this. So without any further ado, Mills and Spoon.
Dear Mills and Spoon, it all started 17 years ago, when my parents moved to Wales. I was 5 at the time, and moving to a new place was a bit strange. But next door lived the most perfect girl in the world. Hayley was also 5, and we became great friends immediately. Over the years, our friendship got closer and closer, and it seemed like all my dreams had come true when we started dating each other when we were 16. However, our relationship didn't last very long, as she cheated on me. I was completely devastated, and it took a long time for my confidence to recover. 2 years later, Hayley moved house, but she still lived close enough for me to see her every day. We were still friends, and really close, despite what had happened. After swallowing my pride, I was able to forgive her, and we became boyfriend and girlfriend again. Over the next 2 years, everything was brilliant between us, and we got engaged. 2003 was the best year of my life. I had a great job, a fantastic relationship with Hayley. It seemed as if nothing could part us. 2004 started in the same way. I took Hayley to Italy for Valentine's Day, and she told me she was pregnant. I was over the moon. However, in April, our world fell apart. Hayley had a miscarriage, and it had a terrible effect on our relationship. I found it difficult to speak to her and express my emotions about what happened. She would look at me as if it was my fault and not say a word. I didn't think life could get any worse, but in October last year, I got home from work and caught Hayley cheating on me with an ex-workmate. I felt so low and numb, as if everybody was out to kick me while I was down. I was depressed, and I decided to spend Christmas away from everything, on my own, in Italy. I returned home in the new year and vowed to move on. I'd hardly thought about Hayley until I bumped into her in town. She told me she was sorry for what happened and that she was single again. She even suggested we should get back together. In my head, I knew I had to be strong. So, I told her that I just wanted to be friends. And since that day, I don't regret saying that. I have forgiven her, but I'll never forget all our memories together. Good and bad. Thanks, Mills and Spoon.
A lot of reactions came into to the old Mills and Spoon. That's it. There you go. You can tell I've only been doing this for one week, can't you? The Mills and Spoon. Lots and lots of reactions. Huda in Buckinghamshire said, I think that proves that we believe in second chances or not. Sorry, mate, but someone cheating is no reason to throw away all the good things. That's Carl and Leanna and baby Sam on holiday in Wales. Chris in Stourbridge says, move on. Good for you, mate. Sarah from Southampton says, tears in my eyes makes me stronger. Indeed it does. God, that story. My 10-month-old daughter can't understand why I'm crying while feeding her. It's a text we got from Donna. And wow, what a story. My whole body is covered in goosebumps. Jade in Bristol. Second chances. Becky, what do you think?
No.
Really? If he cheats on you, that's it. The highway. Really? What happens if there have been years of good times?
Kick him to the curb.
Really? Harsh, Cara?
I second that.
You see, that's the thing, you see. You'll all sit here and say that on radio, right? But if you were in love with him, do you know what I mean? You all say that, all giving it the large. But I think, I don't know, if you were really in love with him...
If he was really in love with us, me, he wouldn't do it.
I like the way you flipped that, Cara. I like the way you made it your own. But I'm sceptical about that. I think not that I would ever cheat on my wife. My gosh, no, because she's like you. She would not in a million years. Not in a billion years. Show me the highway. More like the cemetery.